scripture text here tonight. And the Lord will bless you for being in the house of God tonight. And I appreciate your presence here tonight. I know God appreciates it. He loves it when his saints come to his house. Praise our God. I love it when God loves it, because if God loves it, that means he's going to do good things. Praise God. Hallelujah. John 15, verse number 8. It says, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples." Praise our God. You can be seated again tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. I trust that it is your goal and it is your purpose of heart to glorify your Father, to exalt him, to lift him up, to show to everyone just how good God is. Hallelujah. Praise God. "Herein is my Father glorified." And of course, now Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father. So herein is Jesus Christ glorified also, that ye bear much fruit. Not just a little bit. Much. "So shall ye be my disciples." Can I put it like this? This is a sign you are my disciples. I don't think I'm taking away from the scripture or adding to the scripture. It's just when we bear fruit for the King, bear fruit for God, it is a sign to the world, the lost and dying world, that we are followers of Jesus Christ. Sometimes I think we lose sight of why we're on the face of the earth. Why are you here? For the glory of an almighty God. That's the purpose you're here. Hallelujah. That's why you were created, to bring glory to the Father. That's why you came into this world, to bring glory and honor to the Father. Bring glory and honor to God. Hallelujah. And now through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, this can be accomplished in your life and in my life. Hallelujah. And all those that will put their trust, their faith, their confidence, their allegiance, and their surrender in Jesus Christ, well, they'll do the same. Praise God. This is part of the glorious kingdom of God and God's glorious plan of salvation. And Psalms 92, I shared this scripture in some previous services out of this message. In Psalms 92, verses 13 through 15, it says, "Those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." So once again, planted in the house of the Lord, flourishing in the courts of our God. It's just part of that analogy of agriculture. Bringing fruit in old age, fat and flourishing. In other words, that's abundance. That's talking about abundance. Hallelujah. You know, I mean, that's what fat is. It's an abundance of flourishing at the dinner table. Praise God. And so the reality of that, that's talking about the abundance of the fruit continually all the way to the end. Praise God. All the way for you and I to the coming of the Lord. And so here we are, planted in the house of the Lord. In other words, the Lord is the place we want to be, in his house, in his presence, in his word. Praise be to God. And everything about God is what's bringing us the nutrients to bring forth this fruit. You see, we can't bring this fruit forth of our own accord. There are multitudes that try. But you see, you're not saved by works. You and I are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And that transforming transaction of born again and then spirit filled brings us to the place where we can flourish in God's word, God's presence, God's power, hallelujah, and begin to bring forth fruit. But it cannot be done outside of, you can go back to John 15, and it can't be done outside of the vine. We've got to be grafted in, as Paul talked about. We've got to be born again. We've got to be brought into the kingdom. We've got to choose to be part of that kingdom. It's not an automatic thing, and it doesn't just happen because we're around the kingdom. Oh, yeah, a lot of folks love to be around the kingdom, but they don't want to be part of it. They don't mind partaking of the view of the kingdom. They don't mind of the afterglow of the kingdom. They don't mind of the kingdom going on all around them. But to step forth and enter into that kingdom, some of them don't want to do that. It's just because they don't understand what's in the kingdom. Praise God. So fruit. Let's give us a definition of fruit here. Amen. To use, to take the profit of. That's an interesting partial definition of fruit. Because, you know, when we think about fruit, you know, an apple is a fruit and we get the profit thereof when we eat that apple. How many's ever heard the little saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Now, they've probably changed that about five or six different times throughout the course of the last 50 years. But anyway, you know, because used to, eggs weren't good for you. Now, eggs are good for you. Used to, milk, if you had kidney stones, don't drink milk. But now they say milk has nothing to do with it. So, what I have found, yes, this is what I have found. Temperance, drink lots of water, exercise, you'll be okay. You'll be healthy. That's profound, isn't it? That's really difficult, and it's difficult to do in the hour we live in. But yet, in the reality of it all, that's what's going to make us healthy, right there, right there. Just don't eat as much, drink lots of water, and exercise. What little you can, little exercise is no. Is better than no exercise. Okay, so that's just, we're talking about fruit, talking about nourishment, talking about taking the profit of. Now, we get the profit of, how many like green beans? See, we get the profit of a green bean bush, don't we? We eat the green beans, we like green beans. How many like cauliflower? Oh, come on, Addison, surely. Cauliflower, we just had some for supper. How many like hamburgers? Yeah, see, we profit from that piece of beef that has come to the market. Hallelujah. So, you know, that's not really fruit. I don't know how I got there. I was thinking about supper is what it was. But anyway, we're profiting from. So now keep that in your mind, because you and I are supposed to what? Produce fruit. Why? For the glory of God. And what is that going to do for somebody else? It's going to profit them, to show them what God's all about. Ooh, praise God. Bring hope in their hearts, hope in their minds, hope in their lives. Hallelujah. And so, you know, to take the profit of. So fruit is production, that which is produced. Fruit is the effect or consequence of something. Fruit is an advantage or profit or good derived from. That's what fruit is. So in Galatians 5 and 22, and we've been talking about this quite a bit here lately, but we're preaching on fruit tonight, so we definitely have to include it. Galatians 5, 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. In other words, there's not a thou shalt not that brings forth any of these things. It's not a matter of quitting something or not doing something. It's a matter of this growing in our lives. See? You know, a lot of times we get confused because we think, all right, I'm going to quit being angry. Ah, but see, that's not fruit, is it? That's trying to obey a law. So how do I quit being angry? By producing the fruit of love. Or let me rephrase that, by letting God produce the fruit of love in my life. Praise our God. Hallelujah. I know we've preached this fruit of the Spirit, that it's one fruit, but in reality it's not. And the reason we preach it those ways, because some think, well, I don't mind having this fruit of love. And so we try to really bear down, well, you need more than love. You need joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. But then you get to the other part of the fruit is the fruit of righteousness and the fruit of truth. And you know, there's just fruit is fruit. I mean, can you name how many fruits there are in America? So actually, God's fruit is unlimited. And a lot of times we just try to limit it to these, but it's not. It's just, it's God's kingdom. It's God's holiness. It's God's righteousness. It's God's character. It's everything about God. And this is God coming alive in us. Hallelujah. And that's what fruit's all about. See, the title that I've given this portion of Scripture is The Effect. The effect God has on us and the effect that God's fruit brings in us. That's what fruit does. It affects things. Hallelujah. And they that are Christ, that's verse 24, have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. So did you realize there's kind of two sides to the flesh? A lot of times we just think of lust, you know, because, I mean, John told us in the epistles that it's the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. You know, those are the three areas that you will be tempted to go away from God in. In other words, wantonness, covetousness, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh is talking about affections. You know, and affections sometimes are just things you want that you don't need. I can't help it. Sometimes my students have a hard time doing their work because they just don't feel like doing it. They're bored. What is that? That's one of those affections of the flesh. I don't feel it. I don't feel like it. So what do you tell them? Do it anyway. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Crucify that old man. Go ahead. Let the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, hallelujah, faith, meekness, temperance. Let it come alive. Hallelujah. Fall in love with your schoolwork.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, well. Sorry, you just have to put up with me all the time. The effect of fruit in our lives, and thus it bringing forth this in our lives, thus it affects other people's lives. Hallelujah. You want to affect somebody in a gigantic way, in a great way, then let God have His way in your attitude, in your mind frame, in the way you conduct yourself, in the words you speak. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Make sure the words that come from your mouth are edifying to the glory of God and the strengthening of one another and encouraging of one another instead of downing one another. Whoa. The fruit of the Spirit. Fruit for His glory. Ephesians chapter 5, and this is where the other one's at, verse number 9, for the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness. See, there's no limit to what God can do in a yielded vessel, in a hungry heart. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Hallelujah. Praise our God. And so we see Ephesians 5 and 9, the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness. We can say all righteousness. We can say all truth. proving, in other words, showing forth what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. In other words, don't allow unfruitfulness to be there in your life, in my life, when we have every advantage of the grace and the mercy and the power of our God to have the fruit of the Spirit flowing from our lives. Wow. Stop. Think about it. Is there anything God can't do? Is there anything you and I can't do for God? It's a loaded question. Because according to Scripture, God's promise, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Hallelujah. Once again, the source of this fruit is not me. The source of the fruit is Christ. It's the Holy Ghost. It's God. As I'm surrendering and yielding. Have you ever read that scripture? As you have yielded your vessel unto unrighteousness, your members unto unrighteousness, now yield your members unto righteousness. So in other words, there's a change, there's a transformation. However hard you drove your life in sin, and however, how much effort you put into committing your sin, now put forth that effort into living righteousness. Hallelujah. Oh, Brother Pepper, it's easy to sin, it's hard to live right. What? I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't back up from something that's hard. I just read a little saying. Sister Pepper had wrote it on a sticky note, and I was looking for a password, and I run through those sticky notes on my desk in the school, and here it was. It's not a matter of convenience. It's a matter of conviction. Woo! Hallelujah. It's a matter of being ready to be obedient to God and His Word, hallelujah, and find the joy thereof. So we see then production. The fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and having no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Amen. Production of this fruit. Hallelujah. And that means I'm producing it. And by producing it, I am proving, showing what's acceptable to God. You know, sometimes, anybody ever been ridiculed for living for God? Maybe mocked a little bit, living for God? Do you realize what just transpired? You were actually proving by living for God what God really wants. And the reason they gave you a hard time is because the Holy Ghost was convicting their heart of what God wants. Never back away and never be ashamed of being persecuted for the cause of Christ. The way you live, the way you dress, the way you talk, the way you present yourself. A lot of folks may not understand it, but you got to realize that is fruit of all goodness. That is fruit of all righteousness. That is fruit of all truth. Hallelujah. A lot of times we get confused about the standards. The standards are fruit. They're fruit of God. Hallelujah. And God's ways of life, God's culture. Hallelujah. They're teaching on the kingdom culture in the encounter night. Hallelujah. And heaven's culture is nothing like earth's culture, especially in the hour we live in right now. And that's why you fall under a little more persecution right now, because they just don't understand. But at the same time, they do. Because you're showing forth what's acceptable unto God. Guess what? That brings glory to God. It's not a matter of convenience. It's a matter of conviction. Praise God. Hallelujah. Almost could sing a song about that. James 3, 17 and 18. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Hallelujah. Production. In other words, you and I producing fruit is actually sowing seeds of righteousness towards somebody else's life. Oh, hallelujah. Do you want to win somebody to Jesus? Then get rooted, grounded, and grow and produce fruit. That's that deeper, Lord, I pray, and higher every day. That was good, Sister Lindsay. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. Philippians 1 and 11. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Hallelujah. This is an advantage for us. When you and I are filled with the fruits of righteousness and we are bringing glory and honor and praise to our God, hallelujah, then you are a prime candidate for the blessings of an almighty God on your life, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost on your life, hallelujah, because you are set, hallelujah, towards the kingdom of God, and you are being filled with the fruits of righteousness. That's a blessing in itself. And it's coming by Jesus Christ, and it's coming for the glory and the praise of God. How many realize when God's happy, everybody's happy? Woo, hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That's not talking about our joy. A lot of them have preached it that way. No, that is talking about making God happy. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. When God's happy, we're going to be strong. Because that's why. Because we are serving Him, honoring Him, bringing glory and praise to His name. And of course, it was said in the Old Testament, and what that was talking about, children of Israel, if you will repent of your sin, serve your God, then you're going to be the strongest nation on the face of the earth. Wow. Now, what's that for us? Well, child of God, if you'll make up your mind and serve God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, all your mind, you'll be the strongest Christian on the face of the earth. Wow. Glory. And it all comes from Him. That's the glorious thing about it. Hallelujah. My part is just being a yielded vessel. That's interesting. That's very interesting. See, this microphone is a yielded vessel in my hand. It goes everywhere I put it. Ooh, praise God. And it is very, that ain't the right word. It brings great advantage if I want to be heard real loud. It's a vessel. It doesn't have its own will. It's totally surrendered. That's what you and I need to be in the hand of the Master. Hallelujah. Not my will, but thy will be done. That's the perfect example of Jesus Christ yielded in the hand of the Father. When you and I are pressing towards that prize, you and I will be strong in the power of His might. Hallelujah. We will have the advantage over the enemy. Glory. Hallelujah. I like having the advantage. How about you? Yeah. I like having the advantage. Praise our God. Romans 6:22 says, now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Praise our God. See, fruit is about everything about God. Everything about God. This talks about fruit unto holiness. And what is holiness? Well, it's a fruit separating myself from this world. In the sense of not being pressured by the culture of America. Not being pressured by the culture of young people. I don't know whether you realize it or not, but culture in America changes probably about every year. It all depends on who's the greatest rapper, you know, who's the greatest teenage idol, to what the culture is going to be like in America among young people. But that's why we're teaching on kingdom culture to our young people, because it doesn't make any difference what the world's doing. We're going to do what Jesus did when he was 15. We're going to do what Jesus did when he was 16. We're going to do what Jesus did when he was 17. Praise God. Did I cover everybody yet? We're going to do what Jesus did when he's 21. Praise God. 22, 23, 24, 60. No, he didn't make it that far, did he? Oh, yes, he's eternity. Are you following me? It's the kingdom culture. It's a culture of heaven. We're not going to be like every other teenager. We're not going to be like every other millennial. We're not going to be like every other person on the face of the earth. We're going to be like Jesus. Woo, praise God. We're going to be like Jesus and bringing fruit to the glory of the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. You see, we've become the servants of God, and the good derived from our fruit of holiness is everlasting life. Yeah. The good. Glory derived from fruit. Bringing forth fruit is everlasting life. Amen. Well, wait a minute, Brother Pepper. I thought you said good works aren't going to get you in heaven. I didn't say good works. I said fruit. And I've already told you, fruit comes from him. Fruit doesn't come from you and me. Fruit comes from him as we are yielded unto him and walking with him. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Psalms 1, verse number 1. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Wow. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Glory. This is still under the good derived. Hallelujah to the Lamb. In other words, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Why? Because I'm being like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and I'm bringing forth fruit in my season. I'm in a different season of my life right now. Yeah, I've never been this old before. I'm in a different season. It's just different now. But there's still fruit to be grown. There's still things to happen. Hey, there's battles now that I've never fought before. Yeah, there's mind frames now that I've never fought before. There's frustrations now I've never fought before. No, it's not you, Grant. Praise God. Well, maybe it is. No, praise the Lord. But no, I'm just saying there's got to be fruit even now in this season. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory. Blessed is the man. Not walking after the counsel of the ungodly. I'm not looking to be standing with sinners. I am not wanting to be part of those that gripe and complain about everything. The seed of the scornful. But I delight in the law of the Lord. The word of God for you and I. The word of God. And we meditate in the word of God day and night. And because of that, we are getting deeper in the roots, higher in the stalk, and more fruit coming forth. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12 and 11, we're coming to a close. Now, no chastening For the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them that are exercised thereby. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise our God. Grant was saying something to me about something to hold eyes open when you get sleepy in church. And he was saying, we need some of these things in the pews that will hold your eyes open when you get sleepy in church. Well, right here it is. Yeah, this is what they used to do in the old days if someone fell asleep. Smack. Right on the top of the head. Was you falling asleep a while ago? Just resting your eyes. Yeah. Meditating. I like that. That's good. That's what my school kids tell me. I was meditating. Oh, you were praying? When? Where? I plead the fifth. Now you're talking right. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. You know, need help? Nope, you're awake. Oh, yeah. I better move on. Praise God. I've got some of them petrified. Glory. Amen. Praise God. Chastening. That's what we were talking about. Chastening. Now, chastening's not fun while it's going on. But it does produce things. I have had tremendous examples of how chastening produces righteousness. I've experienced it in my children. The rod of discipline. And it produced a change of attitude, a change of direction. It produced righteousness. That's what righteousness is, doing what's right. How many realize you don't really get chastened for doing what's right? I've never, ever spanked my child for doing what was right. Have you? No. Chastening deals with when you're misbehaving. You are not doing what's right. And whom the Lord loveth, he wants us to do right. Praise the Lord. That's why I disciplined my children. That's why I trained my children. That's why I did what I did, because I love them. And I wanted them to live right. But they had to understand you can't live wrong because it brings judgment. And when they started understanding that, they didn't understand it at first. But the longer it was taught, the quicker they understood. Some of them learn slower than others, but they all will learn. Praise God. Yeah, I'm looking at you. And I'm looking at you. Praise God. Fruits of righteousness from chastening. It's amazing. It does yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness. This is why discipline is never carried out in anger, because it's peaceable fruit of righteousness. It's carried out. Discipline. This is funny. Discipline is carried out with discipline. And that's what discipline's all about. The parent showing forth discipline that they are going to be consistent about training the child in the way that it should go. Hallelujah. And so it takes discipline on the parent's part, which then produces discipline in the child. That's why it's not something done in anger. It's peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Praise the Lord. See, exercise is good for you. Praise God. It's right there. And the definition of fruitful. So we've talked about fruit. We've talked about different areas of fruit, the effect of fruit, production of fruit, advantage of fruit, the good derived from fruit, the profit. That's what Hebrews 12:11 was about, the chastening of the Lord as the prophet of fruit, the peaceable fruit of righteousness. And so we want to be fruitful. The word fruitful means very productive, producing fruit in abundance as fruitful soil, a fruitful tree, a fruitful season, or I put this in there, a fruitful Christian. A fruitful, that means abundance. an abundance. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because Colossians chapter 1, 10 and 11, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joy. There's our joy. With joyfulness. Hallelujah. The joy of the Holy Ghost. As the Holy Ghost is having his way, God's having his will being done in our lives, brings forth joy. Hallelujah. In our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, when we know that we are being strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. Once again, it's all coming from our God. It's all coming from Jesus Christ, his finished work on Calvary. It's all coming via the power of the Holy Ghost of God. And this is why it's so important that you and I are filled with the Holy Ghost of God, walking in the Holy Ghost of God, enjoying the Holy Ghost of God, yielding ourselves to the Holy Ghost of God, and everything God wants to do in our lives, we're going to do it with joy. Woo. I'm sorry. Could I have a piano player? I'm just thinking of sometimes when we ask folks to do stuff, they go, that ain't joy. That's carnal affections. Ooh, sorry. They know who they are. Praise God. No. You want me to do that? All right. Woo, praise God. It's time to clean the bathrooms. We're coming up to cleaning time tonight. Uh-huh. Oh, yep. See, we got one full of joy on that. Yeah. Yeah. And he's pointing at who's going to do it. Praise our God. You see, it's all about bringing glory to our God. It's all about giving praise and honor to him. And in the process, it's joyful for us. It's peaceful for us, and there's power for us. And also in the process, then, it is touching hearts and lives all around us. Hallelujah. This is why it is so important, once again, to be full of the Holy Ghost, walking in the Holy Ghost, tender to the Holy Ghost, to where God can direct our paths. Hallelujah. He can direct our steps. Glory to our God. So that we can bring forth fruit for his glory. Not that we can pat ourselves on the back and look how fruitful I am. That's not what it's about, church. It's just doing it for Jesus. Doing it for Jesus. Jesus has died for me. I want to do it for Jesus. He's laid down his life for mine. I want to do it for Jesus. He's washed my past sins away. I want to do it for Jesus. He's keeping me on the righteous path. I want to do it for Jesus. Hallelujah. Everything I want to do, I want to do it for Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to do it for my God. I want to do it for the love God has shown unto me. Are you getting the picture yet? I mean, God's the one pouring out the blessings. God's the one that's showing forth the mercy. God's the one that's pouring out grace upon our lives. Hallelujah. I want to make sure that I get rooted, grounded, grow, and bring forth fruit for what he's done for me. Glory. You see, that's the attitude of a born-again believer. Filled with the Holy Ghost or pursuing the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Their desire is for the King. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, glory. I can't help but think about that song that's sung. My King is known by his mercy. My King is known by his love. My King is known by his grace. Woo, hallelujah to the Lamb. Are you known by your love? Are you known by your mercy? Are you known by your grace? Because that's the only way they're going to know. Is if you are reflecting your King. Ooh, praise our God. Hallelujah. Let's stand together here tonight. Let's come around these altars. Amen. Let's come, bow our hearts before the King, and let's rejoice in the goodness of our God. Oh, let's rejoice. Hallelujah. Oh, that He's bringing forth fertile ground in our lives. He's given us everything we're going to need to grow. Hallelujah. Bring forth fruit for His glory.